The Burt Show.
How can you even call yourself an American? How can you even call yourself a proud American, Messy Mikey, if you have never seen a Disney movie? Not one.
I would call myself a proud American as much as I'd like, but I've never seen any Disney movies.
Then you're not American.
I don't believe
you
that.
You are not
I
American.
I don't believe that for a second. I've never seen a Disney movie. What are you going to do to me?
Not one.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I think you're getting kicked out of the country, man.
Well, I'm not going to accept that. I am doing my due diligence now. I'm going back, and I got my hands on a stranger's Disney Plus account. And I'm going back and I'm going to watch some because I'm tired of missing all the references. Everybody's always talking about these Disney movies. I never get it. And I want to be a part of the group.
How does that happen? Like, how do you have an entire childhood and not experience one Disney movie?
Your parents do not like you, man. Don't like you at all.
I'm a cartoon guy. I watch
animated features are just long, like, form cartoons, right?
Cartoon TV shows. SpongeBob. I watched that till the day I die. I went through time in childhood where I was watching Napoleon Dynamite, like, multiple times a day.
This tracks.
Yeah, I was more in that kind of lane.
It really does.
It really does.
So, last night, you guys assigned me my first Disney movie to watch, which goes by the name of Beauty and the Beast.
This was to help out Cassie, right? And their marital tension.
Yes, my husband and I are having tension because we disagree over the Beast's actions when Belle asks the Beast if she can go to her father, who she sees and is in danger in the magic mirror. I think it's selfish because the Beast is sacrificing himself, but the entire castle of his servants and people, and he's just thinking about himself, but my husband's like, no, he did the right thing. He was in love. He let Belle go to her father.
So your introduction into Disney movies was this one.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys want me to start with my rating or start with helping Cassie out?
Your segment, man.
Okay. I'm going to start with my rating. It was an 8. But the singing was relentless. It's a 6. The singing drove me crazy.
Too much.
Listen, whenever they broke out into song, it never pushed the plot forward. It just, you were stuck on that plot point for 5 minutes. It was infuriating. I can't stand the singing. I learned something. I hate musicals. It was
I'm with you on that.
Horrible.
I'll back you both on that.
Yeah,
I've actually never seen it.
It's the reason why the Joker didn't do
so.
That's
right.
Yeah. Infuriating. I think it was 8 minutes into the movie before they just started talking like people. It was the longest song I've ever heard. I was not looking forward to that. Also, not a big fan of love stories, and so wrong movie for me, too. But all in all, fun movie. Okay. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Who was your favorite character?
Probably the clock.
Yeah.
What was the message, the deep message, moving forward in your life that you got from this movie?
Okay. Because Disney has a message in every single film.
Well, I don't know if I dissected that well, but I don't think the Beast learned any sort of lesson. He turned away some weird old woman at his door. It's like, yeah, who's going to let that lady in? She was trying to give him a rose or something. So first of all, he was right to do that. I don't know why it was right that she got a curse put out on him. And then he faked being nice in order to make this girl fall in love with him. It's like, there's no lesson here. He's shallow.
So every dude has done that.
Yeah, I know. It's like, this is not a beautiful message. Yeah, so I don't know. And also, she is also shallow, right? It's like she didn't like the Beast at first because he's ugly. So why is she not cursed?
No, because he kidnapped her.
It was that.
He's a huge hulking monster that kidnapped her.
I guess
first
so.
First kidnapped her dad.
So what you're saying is he wouldn't do well or he would do well in Love is Blind.
He would.
That's a funny concept. All the Disney characters.
I'm here for that.
The Beast would thrive. Dude.
All right. And now on to Cassie's marriage.
Okay. Let's try to save this thing.
So you're saying that whenever the Beast kicked or let the girl go.
Belle. Her name is Belle.
Belle. Whenever that she let Belle go.
Jeez.
Almost animosity towards Belle.
Whenever she let him go, or whenever he let her go, you're saying that was wrong because the candle still stuck as a candle and everything?
Yes. All the rest of the people in the, because the curse applies to all of them, which is unfair, but he's not just sacrificing himself. Mm-hmm. He's sacrificing everyone in the castle.
There's collateral damage is what you were saying. Yeah. Okay. You didn't think about that.
Well, I thought it was dumb. He why'd he just sit in his little chair and sulk? Why did he not go with her? She's got to go back through those woods where she got attacked by the wolves. And so why would he not go and help?
Actually, that is an excellent point.
Thank you.
He's the worst.
Yeah, just get out of your chair and go help the girl, and then she's going to love you regardless. Infuriating. Then they started singing again.
The man makes a point.
He really does.
Wow, that was a major plot hole there.
So what's next? What's the next one?
Yeah, what do you guys got for me?
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Oh, we need more Mikey Disney reviews.
No more singing, please.
Oh, babe, that's in all of them. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's got to be Little Mermaid or Lion King.
I vote Lion King.
Or Frozen.
Lion King.
Even better.
Frozen.
I think we got to do Frozen.
I'll do Frozen.
Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.